This is KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin. The Pulaski County Jail will again be closing to all but the most violent offenders because of overcrowding. Joining me to discuss the situation is Pulaski County Sheriff Doc Holliday. And sir, this comes after the jail had only reopened earlier this month. Explain the situation there.
Well, Michael, the situation is that when I came in this morning, checked our population, it was at 1,281. And as you know, we are funded and staffed for 1,210. So as these numbers continue to grow and looking ahead over the next few days with the long holiday weekend coming, it is quite clear that our population is going to continue to grow unless we took some steps to limit access to the facility. Unfortunately, the only way we can do that is close the facility to only violent felons. So we've notified local law enforcement and the courts that effective noon tomorrow, we will close the facility, and as I said, we will only accept violent offenders. And in some particular cases, some nonviolent felons, but it would have to be someone that has been a particular nuisance in the community and a request made by a chief or a judge, and we would try to assist them with that.
And as you know, state lawmakers meeting for a special session, and one of the items is to create 600 more state prison beds, and a lot of the inmates at the county jails around the state are waiting to get into state prisons. Will the action being taken by the legislature do anything to help the situation there at the Pulaski County Jail?
Well, Michael, you know there are about 2,500 state inmates backlogged in county jails around the state, and I was looking a few minutes ago at our numbers. We have 467 state inmates in this facility. So I'm hopeful and I'm appreciative that Governor Beebe has convinced the legislature to hold this special session and include funding for the prison system. Although 600 beds, it doesn't seem like a lot. It makes quite a bit of difference when you're looking at all of the needs that sheriffs around the state have. Any little bit can help. The other part of that is that once the legislature, and I do fully expect them to agree to release the funds to the governor, it may be still several weeks before we see the effect of it. But clearly in our case, you know, when you consider the danger within the facility to our staff and other inmates, and with the growing population, the impact it's having on our budget, we just got to close.
Sheriff Holliday, thanks very much for your time.
All right, Michael.
Take care.
Yes, sir.
That's Pulaski County Sheriff Doc Holliday, again, who will be closing the Pulaski County Jail at noon tomorrow because of overcrowding in the facility. This is KUAR 89.1.